This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Atlanta's quarterback is only on one station every week after the game.
Down the middle, touchdown Atlanta, no flag.
This is the Matt Ryan Show, presented by Brown & Company Jewelers on Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell and Peachtree Road in Buckhead. Online at brownjewelers.com. And by attorney Ken Nugent, one call, that's all.
Ryan going up on top, touchdown.
This is my show. It's Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan on Atlanta's football station, The Fan.
And we welcome in to the locker room, as we do every week, Matt Ryan. Here on the Matt Ryan Show on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Falcons fall to the Buccaneers 30-17 inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Matt, it just seemed like there were a couple of areas that had a lot to do with the outcome. One, the red zone efficiency for you guys yesterday, 1-for-3 in the red zone, and it goes down in the box score as 0-for-2, but one of them was at the end of the game. The goal-to-goal situation in the first half, where we just couldn't see you guys get a chance to punch it in.
Yeah, you know, we knew coming into this game that, you know, playing against that football team and you know, the way that they're built offensively and their ability to score points, it was going to be huge for us to capitalize on our opportunities down there. We didn't do a good enough job of that yesterday. I thought we started the game great. You know, running the football was awesome for us. But, you know, when you get the ball down there at the 1-2 yard line, you've got to come away with touchdowns. And we didn't do that early in the game. And then we just needed a few more plays. We had some chances, turn the football over, but you know, we had a few opportunities to make some plays, and we didn't make them, and that was the difference in that ball game.
Matt, you alluded to you guys coming out and running the ball very, very well, and especially in the first quarter. Did, you know, Tampa really do something in the second half to change their schemes to have you guys go away from the running game?
I think they started to bring more people down into the box and pressure more, and I think that was, you know, something they hadn't really done the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks when you watch them. But I think, you know, the success we had running the ball early, you know, kind of changed up how they tried to defend us there in the second quarter through the second half. And we still did a decent job. I mean, we still did a decent job running the football. But, you know, they definitely brought more guys down into the box and made a concerted effort to take some of that stuff away.
Matt, can you talk about what it's like when you have a dominant interior, like three technique, like Vita Vea, who you had in Sue, but specifically when you got a face like that interior pass rush where it's hitting you in the lap as opposed to a guy on the outside?
Yeah, I think you can speak to it too. I mean, it's interior pressure is always the most difficult to deal with. You know, the edge stuff, you can usually climb up underneath or kind of set the depth and then climb back into the pocket. You can usually avoid some of those things, but interior push becomes difficult, and he's a problem, and not just for us, for a lot of teams, you know, that have played against him. He's a problem when he plays well and when he's healthy, and he certainly played very well for them yesterday.
Do you think that interior push may have caused some of the bad snaps that happened yesterday?
I don't think so. I think it's just something we have to do better. You know, obviously we've been playing two centers, and you know, regardless of who's out there, we both got to be on the same page, and we got to make sure that kind of stuff can't happen.
What exactly does happen when those things take place? Because a lot of people are trying to figure out. I heard a guy calling another show the other day and talking about Matt's been in the league this long and dropping two snaps. It's crazy. I was like, well, what happened with the snap? I mean, where did it? Did it touch your hands? Did it come too early? Did it not get all the way up in the pocket? I don't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, one on the goal line, I think one of the things is always different. The way those guys set and how low they get, just it's a different, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a different feel when you're down there. And so, you know, with Drew being in there, it's one of those things you don't have a ton of live game reps right in those situations. And we've got to find a way to make it happen, to handle that. And, you know, that comes back to – you know, in practice when we get our chances in that situation, we've got to take full advantage of it. And then, you know, the same being said for the second snap, where it's, you know, again, a run play that we're having and we're just both not on the same page of the timing of the snap. And so that's something that, again, can happen. And, you know, we've got to find a way to correct that in practice this week.
Matt Ryan joining us here in the locker room for the Matt Ryan Show, as he does every Monday, 8:15 here on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM. Finding the extra playmaker, finding the guy that you can go to as well. We all know and you know what Cordarrelle Patterson has been able to do. We know what Kyle Pitts has been able to do in some tough situations. Big game for Russell Gage. How do you find that other guy? Certainly you're going to take what the defense gives you, but if you can find another guy that can really put a lot of stress on defenses, that might be some of the solution for what you guys would like to have coming down the last five games.
Yeah, sure. You know, we'd love to, you know, get some more production, score some more points. I mean, I think we moved the ball fine. We've got to be more opportunistic, you know, when we get chances on third downs to extend drives. I actually thought we did a pretty nice job on third down most of the day. You know, but it's one or two more to keep a drive going that can really – it just can change momentum. And, you know, whether it's another guy or whether it's, you know, multiple guys stepping up to add production, you know, we've got to find a way to score more points than we have.
Matt, what was the thought process? You talk about third down on a third and two where Keith Smith split out wide. I think Lee Smith's in the slot. Kyle Pitts may be in between the two of them.
46 was in the game.
Yeah, Parker Hess was in the game as well. What was the thought process on that, trying to throw the ball out of that formation?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, one of those things. It's you get into to big personnel groupings like we did, and you try and take advantage of them matching and doing the same. And they bailed out, and they basically played drop eight zone, and which is, you know, not ideal for throwing the football for 2 yards. And so to them, what they had shown most of the year is to play, you know, single safety man coverage across the board in those situations. And it was a change-up call by them and a good timing call.
When you look at where you guys are offensively, you talked about scoring more points and being a little bit more consistent. You guys were able to run the ball. Are there some things you have worked out? It's just taken a while to work out, because we have seen you guys kind of ratchet up the run game. It just was unfortunate. You were able to run the ball a little bit in the first half, and you just couldn't finish the deal in the second half.
Yeah, I think there is improvement, you know, and it's hard when, you know, you don't get the outcome you want. You don't win football games. It's always hard because there are no moral victories. We're in this business to win and produce and do that. But there has been improvement along the way. And you know, that's one of the best football teams in the league that we won against, and one of the best run defenses in the league. And we rushed the ball for over 100 yards. And so, you know, while we're disappointed that we didn't get the job done yesterday, for a lot of our young guys, there's got to be confidence that builds from that, you know, as we move forward. We got a 5-game stretch here, you know, where we still are in the driver's seat. We can, you know, determine what we want to happen with our play moving forward. And so, to me, you know, it's hammering home to our young players, you know, there is stuff to build on here, and we've got to figure it out now for sure. But there are positives, and we've got to build on those and accentuate those and try and make it happen the next 5 weeks.
Matt Ryan here with us on the Matt Ryan Show on 680 The Fan. You know, it's great that you say that, Matt. The last couple of years, by this time of the year, you were not in a playoff race at all. It was just playing out the string. Your next 3 weeks, Carolina, San Francisco on the road, then home against the Detroit Lions, you have a real chance to get over 500 and be in one of those six or seven playoff spots. How much do you preach that to the younger players that you were just talking about?
Every day, you know, and it's it doesn't matter how you get in. You know, it's so different from college football in that, you know, it doesn't have to be pretty. You don't have to be undefeated. You know, you have to find a way to ride the roller coaster of the season, the ups and the downs, and you just got to continue to grind out yards and points and wins and, you know, look up at the end of the season and hope that you have enough wins to give yourself a chance in the playoffs, because anything can happen in one game elimination stuff. And so that's where we're really at right now. And, you know, you mentioned the next 3-game stretch, but the beauty is we've got tons of NFC games. I think four out of the next five are in the NFC, which is huge for us. You can create separation. But we got to hammer them away one at a time. And, you know, none of it matters, you know, if we don't get the job done this week. And we're playing against a tough division opponent. That's always a physical game. So, you know, it's reminding the guys that we still have a chance to make this push, but also keeping our vision small and not worrying about, you know, the next 5 weeks, just worrying about this one opponent that we're going against and, you know, finding a way to get the job done.
No doubt about it. You talked about confidence in the young guys. The situation to the center spot right now, it's like musical chairs in and out, and confidence is hard to find if you never know if you're going to be in or out or if it was a first half or second half deal. Do you foresee this thing continuing this way, or one of those guys, Drew Dahlman or Matt Hennessy, going to take it over and run with it?
I don't know. You know, I watched the film this morning, and I thought both did, you know, good jobs at certain times and, you know, have plays we'd all like to, you know, improve on. But that'll be up to Arthur this week to see, you know, what he thinks is best for our team. Gives us the best chance to win this week. And, you know, we'll see where it shakes out later in the week.
Matt, at what point is, you know, the pass rush and those guys getting, you know, in your lap right away that the clock starts ticking and you start to rush things and you're not as comfortable in the pocket as you should be?
Yeah, it's hard, you know, with interior rush to just continue to stay patient. I think that's one of the things, you know, that comes with experience and playing for a long time is that, you know, you can't let what happened the snap before affect the next snap, and easier said than done for sure. But you have to have that mindset, you know, as a game goes on, regardless of whether there's been pressure early or interior pressure or any of those things, you got to have the mindset that the next snap is going to be executed correctly and we're going to have the protection. You got to try and stay on time. Like you said, you got to try and stay in the rhythm of the play and the timing of the play. And I work hard on that. You know, I really do. I try, you know, during the week to, you know, make sure that I'm in a space where I'm going to be, you know, efficient and effective. And, you know, some games are better than others, but, you know, I'm definitely cognizant of it.
This week you get to see an old friend. Cam Newton was there for a long time in Carolina and then gone, and now he's back and gets a chance to start again. Does that ratchet up this rivalry just a little bit more knowing Cam's back?
I don't know about that. I think, you know, we obviously had lots of games where there was great, you know, back and forth, and it's always been spirited, but I've got a lot of respect for Cam and what he's done in his career and how tough and physical he's played. And so it's kind of a throwback, right? Mm-hmm. Of him being back and playing for them. So I don't know if it adds anything to it, but you know, I've certainly enjoyed competing against him in my career.
And your thoughts on playing Carolina for the second time, physical team, and with a lot more on the line here at the back end of the season, what you guys have to get through on the road now, trying to forge your way through a playoff run?
Well, I think we've got to be efficient. You know, turn the football over in the red zone against them the first time, and you know, that cost us. And so, you know, I think we've got to be efficient, you know, on first and second down, stay out of some of third down situations where they've been very good all year. And then, you know, again, it comes down to when we get our chances in the red area, we've got to come away with touchdowns and come away with points. And so that's going to be critical for us this week.
All right, five more to go, and there are a ton of NFC games, the only AFC game against Buffalo. So everybody has an opportunity to earn what we have an opportunity to earn if you guys can find a way just to get the consistency you're looking for. And everybody that's a Falcon fan, hopeful that you guys can get it done. We look forward to talking to you after this week, and hopefully we'll be in a good space next week, Matt.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Matt Ryan, our quarterback, joining us here for the Matt Ryan Show each and every Monday, 8:15, here in the locker room on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.